Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
So we turn our attention to the third chapter of the book of Exodus, the call of Moses out of the burning bush. Moses was shepherding his father-in-law's flocks, the priest of Midian, Jethro, and he led his flocks beyond the wilderness, and he encounters this bush, and God speaks to Moses in this desert encounter, essentially saying, I am the God of your father, the God of Abram, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And then he lets Moses know that he has, in fact, God has observed the misery of God's people in Egypt, has heard their cries because of the taskmasters, and is going to actually lead them out of Egypt, out of Pharaoh's grasp by Moses' leadership. And Moses begins to object. Moses says in that third chapter in verse 13, if I come to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your ancestors has sent me to you, they will ask me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. Further, God said, thus you shall say to the Israelites, I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, thus you shall say to the Israelites, the Lord, the God of your ancestor, the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my title for all generations. So what I love about this story is that God refuses to be controlled, right? The mysteries of God would not be explored and exposed by Moses turning aside to thoroughly inspect a bush in an attempt to explain it, because that's exactly what happens. As soon as Moses sees the bush, he kind of looks at it to see why it might be burning but not being consumed. And also Pharaoh, we learn, was not going to be able to keep God's people bound when God chose to set them free. And then God's name would not be made known just for the mere asking of it. That's what happens in the passage I read. God simply is. And that is the only appropriate response to God's awesome presence and power. It is this desire to worship. That's the only appropriate response. You can't ask God for God's identity. All you can do is worship and praise God, the God who imagined you and called you into being. Now, with that said, this is not a comforting reality for those of us who like to be in control. No, no, no. We are proud people who don't like being told what to do. But for Moses, an alien in a foreign land, a murderer, if you remember his history in hiding, and an unlikely leader in the making, the proclamation that God was in control must have been somewhat liberating for Moses, because it was essentially saying, God is, Pharaoh is not. The promised land was Israel's future. Egypt was not. God was in control. Moses was not. So what I want you to think about is how do you respond to a God who refuses your control, wants to bless you, wants to walk with you, wants to be your God, but refuses to be controlled by you? How do you respond to that? Let's pray. Lord God, we do desire to domesticate you. We want to control you. We want to craft you in an image that's pleasing to us. We want to call you by your first name, but Lord God, you rightly refuse our will by refusing our arrogant requests. Thank you, Lord God, even though it's difficult, thank you for putting us in our place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.